Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you've called us out of darkness to your marvelous light, Lord. Thank you. It's not that we don't boast in our strengths, in our wisdom, or in our riches, but we boast in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you've called us out from the nations, Lord. Thank you. You've chosen to use the foolish, the weak. And you have blessed us to make them jealous, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for this encouragement as we see how you've dealt in the past through the Jewish nation and how that now you're bringing in Jew and Gentile. We've all got access to you by the Spirit. We are a new nation, a called out people to bring about your fragrance on this earth, to make Jew and Gentile, the rich and the wise and the strong, anyone outside of Christ, we're there to make them jealous, Lord. So thank you that we can see our calling and we can be blessed by it, Lord, and we can take this love, this fragrance, this goodness, Father God, and hold on to it and not be turned aside by the deceptions, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We are married to you, married to the love, and led by the Spirit to be the church, the bride, the ecclesia, the called out ones at a time such as this. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 21, verse 33 to 41, the parable of the tenants. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized his servants, they beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent his son to them. They will respect my son, he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance. So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, they replied. And he will rent the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time.
Hallelujah. And remember, this is speaking to the Jewish leaders, the ones that's come against the Lord. And here you've had, he's giving a history of his work with the Jews, the prophets that were persecuted, and then Jesus coming and is prophesied him dying for us, Psalm 22. He became sin so we can become righteous. And now the wonderful thing is God, this nation that has got the I love the Pharisees and the lawgivers, the scribes, they said he will give it to another nation. And Jesus endorsed that. He says yes. And it's so wonderful to know that nation is made up of all nations, all tribes, all languages, all cultures. It's whosoever the Lord calls, and those who calls on the name of the Lord, they are saved. And that's the new Jerusalem. That's why it's not the old Jerusalem anytime now, not the old Jerusalem now, it's a new Jerusalem. And then we come into our inheritance. So it's not about trying to fight for it, be wise for it, go plan. This is all just about now coming home through Jesus back into the family and back into the inheritance that was predestined for us in Christ. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. So that's what we've been brought back to. And we there now to just stay in tune, developing on schedule, moved by the Spirit, and then making the Jew and the Gentile, the earth people out there, the people of the world out there, jealous. So this is a sad thing. I've seen this a lot in my life, because I've been working with the destitute and the broken for nearly 40 years. Is soon as they, many times they come right, and soon as they get into the fellowship of the so-called rich and the wise and the prosperous, many times they are diverted, and they fall into that lie again instead of staying with the Lord. So my encouragement, guys, stay with the Lord. We've got the unique fragrance. We got the blessings of the Lord in every way, so that we can boast in the Lord, not in these other things. And that way we will be the fragrance. We will be the perfect picture. God can bring about the fullness of his love towards us, as shown in Jesus, being powerful in signs and wonders, being powerful in the inheritance, in the calling in these last days. So keep your eyes focused, run the race. You it's only through Jesus. And people make a whole lot of make you think there's so many. You need to take sides when there's war here, when the war there, but the only thing you need to take sides in is in Jesus. There's no way to be saved but through Jesus. You come to Jesus, you stay with Jesus, be led by the Spirit, and you take hold of the wonderful love that you cannot work for, fight for, plan for. It's an inheritance that you just wake up on a daily basis. His mercies are new every morning. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the goodness of the Lord is there for the called out ones, the ecclesia, the bride. That's what Jesus paid for. That's what God desires for all mankind. But the called out ones, the ones that have accepted this calling, has come in, that were into what we were predestined to have in Christ. You need to keep your faith. You need to stay on course. You need to arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.